You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
EDU.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the gym class for a Monday, a sultry Monday here on KGYM all over Eastern Iowa. Great to have you with us. Scott Unash from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids coming your way today, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, along with Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as well. And Ben's going to be pinch hitting for buttons today on the other side of the glass as we got a good show lined up for you and ready to go. Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us. There was plenty of stuff to talk about as far as Mike is concerned, especially with the Iowa Hawkeyes and what could happen as far as the fall is concerned. And then more stuff coming out today. So we will get to Mike here in just a little bit. We'll talk about the news of the day, if you will. Talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. And the Big Ten Network starting to put out their all-decade football teams, the team, and the positions starting off today. So we have that to all to discuss on the program with you here today. 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, along with 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Mark, good afternoon. I hope you had a coolish weekend, if you will, and good to talk to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And yeah, a bit steamy out today. It was this weekend as well. Maybe not as bad as today, but we're making do on the nice, cool back porch.
You got a lemonade or something out there? A little iced tea?
A little glass of water.
Okay. All right. Very good. I knew you had to have something refreshing out there. And or an Arnold Palmer, you could have that. I don't know. Whatever your choice is out there today.
Can't go wrong with an Arnold Palmer, that's for sure.
I love Arnold Palmers. Love Arnold Palmers. So, yes, hydrate out there. If you are an outside worker, we do appreciate everything you do. We do appreciate everything that all our listeners do when they tune into the gym class, as well as all of our local programming. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that will come up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600, if you would like to reach out to us. I have a feeling we will hear from our listeners coming up today, especially with news from the story that has been in the headlines, if you will, around these parts for the last 2-3 weeks or so, Mark. And another turn today. Hawk Central, Mark Emmert, a friend of the station, putting out a story about former Hawkeye running back Akram Wadley and some pretty interesting things that Akram Wadley had to say about former Hawkeye coaches and current Iowa football coaches.
I think that's underestimating what this story is. And Wadley's statement was posted on the Facebook page of Robert T. Green, who is the players' rep. A lot of the former Iowa players are speaking with him. And I don't know if you'd say he's actually a representative of them, but it's a vehicle by which the players are speaking. And Wadley's statement said, among other things, that his experience at Iowa was a living nightmare. That's a quote.
Yes.
He said he regrets playing at Iowa, and certain circumstances ranging from Kirk Ferentz, apparently, head coach Kirk Ferentz, apparently taking away his meal, access to his meal ticket at one time. Wadley alleges Ferentz actually handed out notes to him on what to say at certain news conferences. And while troubling, if these allegations are correct. I have no reason to doubt them, but I would caution people that this is one side of the story. And these statements are being made 3 years after Wadley left the Iowa campus, more than 3 years. And I always pause, Scott, when whether it's this situation or any other, when allegations are brought up that could have been made. You know, Wadley didn't have any fear of retribution the minute he left Iowa. Why 3 years later? Well, it's because of what's gone on in Iowa, the allegations that started with James Daniels and were followed by, four dozen other players. I've lost count now. But I have mixed emotions about it, Scott.
I do as well, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. And if you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And you ask this every time something a similar situation happens, such as this, that all of a sudden, okay, it seems like nothing was said right afterwards, maybe fear of retribution, whatever the case may be. Some 3 or 4 years later, 3 years in this case, something comes out when others are coming out as well. And you do have to look at it from both sides. I'm not taking sides of this. I'm not taking Akram Wadley's side. I'm not taking Kirk Ferentz or the Iowa football program side, certainly. But everything has to be admissible, I guess, in the court of public opinion, if you will. And we have just heard from, as far as these allegations are concerned, from one side. Now, does this force Kirk Ferentz or Gary Barta or Brian Ferentz or whomever into another news conference in Iowa City? I don't know. The investigation that was put together by the Iowa Athletic Department is ongoing. We have not heard anything about that since Gary Barta talked with the media, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now? And he said it would take weeks, not months. So you got to think that something is going to come out of the findings here very, very shortly. Not sure if it'll be this week, but you got to think it would. If it's not this week, it's got to be sometime early next week.
Yeah, I think soon is a good estimation. I would not expect Kirk Ferentz to hold a news conference or issue a statement every time something comes out, like Wadley's statement. You know, how he handles it, maybe he'll just let the investigation play out and see where that takes things. But take a look at, and it also mentions Kirk's son, Brian Ferentz.
Yes.
In this statement, saying that Brian made some not so flattering comments towards Wadley at least a couple times, and I encourage people to go read the statement out there and draw your own conclusions.
319-366-1600. Not only Brian Ferentz as well, but Chris Doyle, of course, who is no longer with the program, who left as Iowa strength and conditioning coach. And also Broderick Binns is mentioned in the piece as well by Mark Emmert. And Broderick Binns, of course, very prominent as a player and former player as far as the Hawkeye program is concerned. So, and is also African-American, of course. And so some far-ranging stuff here, obviously, from Akram Wadley and Mark Emmert, the Register, coming up with that. And, of course, on the heels of other folks that have written and done interviews with former players. There are going to be more, I got a feeling, and we'll see. And we'll see what happens out of the investigation. 319-366-1600.
What I would like to know is, where are the players that did not have a problem in the Iowa experience? Where are they? Are they being silenced? Are they just afraid to speak out? We had one on the show two Fridays ago, that being Jermell Lewis, former Iowa running back, who said he had no problem with Kirk Ferentz, had a great experience, no problem with Chris Doyle. and he would go to war with either one of them right now. Lewis can't be the only one who didn't have a bad experience. I'm not saying there weren't bad experiences. Clearly, they were. There were. But this can go both ways, I think.
You can have the best job. You can have the best life, and you're going to have bad experiences. I guess that's what I want to throw out there. And again, not taking sides or anything like that. Just saying you're going to have bad days and bad experiences. 319-366-1600. Couple of comments on the text line here from 720 area code 1527 weighing in. Let me get to it here. I lost it. There it is. Used to think very highly of Kirk and used to think he was a great representative of the state. Not so sure about that anymore. 6429. I will withhold judgment, but I believe the allegation of being given what amounts to a script and dealing with the media is 100% true. The players tend to be very careful with what they say. Look at what happened when Vandevelde talked about disliking the entity of Iowa State. Personalities are stifled.
Well, one of the issues with Wadley apparently was his weight. The coaching staff wanted him to gain weight, thought it'd be beneficial to him, not only in his college career, but going forward into the NFL. And despite, you know, Wadley said he got sick from drinking so many protein shakes and Gatorade, that he became almost sick almost daily. But Wadley didn't want to gain weight and was at odds with the coaching staff over that. And that was just one issue, I guess.
Yeah. On the text line, continuing, Darren weighs in. I believe that they should not be making racial or sexual comments to the players, but being yelled at and motivational speech should be allowed. If they think football is bad, then you should join the military. I went through basic and got called every name in the book. That from Darren. And like I said, 319-366-1600 on the text line out there, Mark.
Yeah, it depends on what the coaches are saying. Wadley alleges that Brian Ferentz, let me back up a little bit. Every player was issued a hat, a mask to wear during the wintertime to cover your face. And Wadley alleges that Brian Ferentz asked him when Wadley put his mask on whether he's going to rob a liquor store or I should use the proper quote that Wadley had, but you get my point. I mean, I don't think that's acceptable if true. You know, if Brian Ferentz was smiling or winking at him, that's probably not acceptable either. Where the truth lies, that's to be decided, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And we'll talk about this with Mike Halas of the Gazette coming up in just a little bit. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program today. Should let everybody know as well, there is COVID news out of Iowa City. 5 more positive tests for the week that stopped last on over the weekend anyway. I think, 5 out of 22 tests were positive, Mark? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Steve Rowe letting everybody know about that today from the University of Iowa.
And again, it doesn't specify whether these are student athletes, coaches, staff, what have you. Currently, Iowa has had 391 negative tests, 17 positive since it started undergoing these testing procedures as, again, student athletes, coaches, and staff are returning to campus.
Yes. And keep in mind, this is over 170 odd people associated with the football team, and that they are not all football players. Now, it doesn't matter who gets COVID. It's a serious situation. That's not what we're saying here. But it does not necessarily mean they are football players. They could be assistant to, managers and staff and things like that, video people, whatever the case may be. There are a lot of people associated with a Division I Power 5 college football program.
No question. I mean, one positive test is too many, and And we see it all around the country now. And, you know, national news, Harris English becomes the fifth PGA Tour player to test positive. He didn't play last week. I'm not sure where exactly he was, but he has tested positive. Three baseball players, Major League Baseball players, have decided to opt out of this abbreviated 2020 season. Mike Leake, pitcher for the Diamondbacks, and two Washington National players, Joe Ross and Ryan Zimmerman. And then maybe a little closer to home, it's been reported that Grinnell College is contemplating canceling its fall sports. That's not official, at least the last I've seen.
Yeah, they would be the fourth Division II or Division III school to do so. They would be the third Division III school. I believe there's a Division II school that has also said over the weekend that they are not going to play. And I can see it, and I think we're going to have more Division II and Division III. Now, the American Rivers Conference, and perhaps we need to get in touch with our good friends over there, and Chuck Yergren and folks like that to talk about it. They are proceeding as though they are going to hold football. Grinnell is a member of the Midwest Conference, as you know, Mark, and it's a last year they suspended their football season about, what, two-thirds of the way through the year, I know?
Yes.
I recollect. Mm-hmm. And Grinnell, other than the fact that of their basketball team, has not had great athletic success. Am I saying this? You see what I'm trying to say here, Mark. I mean, athletics is not why basically kids go to Grinnell usually. I mean, it's a very, very good academic school.
And they pay for it handsomely as well.
Yeah, I've heard.
If you can afford to go to Grinnell, you're in pretty good shape, I guess. But it's a wonderful school. And as you mentioned, the football, you know, obviously before the pandemic, they shut down their football program, I think because of numbers, if I remember. So we'll see what happens across the landscape. But Grinnell, again, this is not official. But contemplating seriously not holding fall sports.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 321 if you would like to weigh in on the text line. Of course, we had a busy weekend, a golf. That's going on in Hartford, Connecticut. Dustin Johnson with his victory, making him a winner in 13 consecutive years. He joins a very elite group. I believe includes, I know it includes Tiger and Jack in there. It's only about four or five players that DJ joined yesterday. So some pretty elite company for Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, no question about it. I think it's Tiger, Jack, and Arnie.
Is that okay? Just
three,
those three?
If I remember right. I'm not sure that was the best story in golf over the weekend, Scott. And only us two nerds would probably recognize it. I thought on the Korn Ferry Tour, Daniel Sumarez, in his very last event, he's a former PGA player, shot 62 in the final round, got into a playoff, did not win, but he announced earlier he was going to retire after this tournament, which was played on his home course, and he's going to become a high school teacher. And so I thought that was a very cool story.
It was.
Again, nobody besides you and I noticed.
He was a frequent at the many versions of the John Deere Classic.
Yes.
Let's just say that. May have played when it was the Ed McMahon Classic. I don't know. We'll see. We'd have to go back and look at that. But that was a very good story over the weekend. You had NASCAR, of course, at Pocono with a rare doubleheader. You asked me about the doubleheader.
And
it was actually on the schedule to start things off. And they kept it on the schedule. Didn't want to go to Pocono twice this year, so they decided to go with a Saturday and a Sunday race. And it was interesting, that's for sure.
Well, and again, they had to battle weather between the Cup races and the Xfinity and the truck races. But, yeah, weather has just followed NASCAR around the country, I think.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in about 6 minutes or so and get his views on things. And we got to go to the phones here, Mark. because we're going to bring in Larry from Cedar Rapids weighing in at about Grinnell College and the fact they might not be playing athletics this fall anyway. Larry, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, did you go to Grinnell?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I can tell you that without relinquishing too much information, I'm very connected to the football world. I can tell you that last year they had 40 football players on their roster, and I can tell you that the American Rivers Conference, there's probably not one school that's not dressing over 100 players for their home games.
Yes.
So it's a huge, huge discrepancy. They probably should strongly think about dropping their program and maybe dropping all athletics at Grinnell. It's just a different institution completely. But, you know, Don Bosco, for example, has an 8-man football roster, and they'll dress over 40 kids for state championship game.
Yeah. All four grades, of course.
Exactly. It is freshmen through seniors. They're still dressing over 40 kids.
Yeah,
so.
They got a lot of them out there. Yeah, it's. I tried to, and I hope I don't make anyone that's an alum or anything like that upset from Grinnell College. But like you said, I think you put very well, Larry, the fact that they really concentrate on the academic side of things there. And if you play interscholastic sports, that's fantastic. And their basketball team, of course, is well known, but because they play an unusual style and system that they put in many years ago. So, and that's what you need to get people there and to help the numbers stay high as far as basketball is concerned.
Very true.
Very true. Hey, Larry, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Well, have a good afternoon, gentlemen.
You too. 3:26. Thanks to Larry for calling in.
Well, your academic comment about Grinnell is so spot on in terms of academics, but I have to stick up for the Harvard of the Midwest.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
I mean, we stressed academics at Coke.
Dick,
and continue to do so.
Dick Simmons online, too.
Even though I didn't pay
too.
Attention a lot of the times.
From Cornell. Oh, good to have Coke Cornell a little bit on Monday edition of the show. We're going to take a break, come back. Mike Colas is going to join us, and plenty to discuss with Mike. I penned an interesting, very interesting column yesterday about people getting back in touch with him. Are they going to go to Iowa football games? Are they not going to go to Iowa football games? We'll talk about that, latest on Luca Garza, and more with Mike when we come back here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
This summer, check out the store where students shop and Hawkeye fans find what they're looking for. Iowa Book and Supply features the world's largest selection of Hawkeye gifts and apparel. You can even have a t-shirt custom made in Iowa Book's lower level. Support the Hawks or make your own statement with a shirt from Iowa Book and Supply. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
Your business is relying on technology more than it ever has to connect with clients and meet with employees. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions, answering the phone just like always. Our brilliant engineers are solving problems every day. You have enough on your mind. Let us handle your IT concerns. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223. We're local, we love this community, and we're ready to help.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment. This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you at 3:29 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday show, Joey Gase, NASCAR driver, will join us fresh off the doubleheader at Pocono. And Joey will talk about what's going on in NASCAR a lot, and he will let us know from the outside looking in on the inside, if you will. So talk about that and other things with Cedar Rapids NASCAR driver Joey Gase. That'll be coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class program. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line. That is the text line as well, if you would like to weigh in. And going to bring in our friend Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette now. Of course, give him a follow on Twitter at Halas, and, of course, read his stuff at thegazette.com, or just better yet, pick up a copy of the newspaper. Happy end of June, Mike. How are you?
2020 is almost half over.
I don't think anyone is shedding any tears either.
Half over.
Yeah, half over. Half over, certainly. And yes, well, since the last time we spoke, we've had Gary Barta speak. We've had Kirk Ferentz speak about allegations that have been thrown into the Iowa football program. And now Akram Wadley with some more allegations into the Iowa football program today. And have not heard anything about the investigation as of yet, but it's still ongoing, I would imagine. And I got to think we're going to hear a little bit more about all of this coming up within the next week.
I don't know what the timetable is, Scott. They said it would be a matter of weeks, not months, but we'll see about that. I have no idea what the upshot's going to be. I mean, part of me thinks that most of the players, former players who spoke, said what they wanted to say, got the results they wanted to get, and are, you know, ready to move on. They're not seeking anything more than that. I don't know if that's the case, and I don't have any idea who it is that the independent investigators have talked to or are going to talk to. So maybe we'll be wildly surprised, and maybe this won't amount to much. I wouldn't begin to hazard a guess.
Mike, what do you make of Akram Wadley's statement today?
Well, I've read it twice, and I'm really, I don't want to cop out because, you know, we get mad when other people do that. Mm-hmm. But I really don't know. I don't want to cast any aspersions on him. I don't want to automatically assume that everything that he wrote is 100% the way he sees it or remembers it. I don't know. I simply don't know. That hasn't been the kind of comment that has been the norm from former players. But it's, you know, on the other hand, there were quite a few comments from former players that sort of hinted at things like that, and if not directly addressed him. So, I mean, it looks like Akram is taking this to the mats, and whether anybody is, you know, going to come forward and support what he said that strongly and say, yeah, that's exactly the way it was. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen that yet, but also it's like I'd almost rather wait for this investigation to run its course and see if maybe if former players are feeling comfortable telling their truths, if there's more of that. At this point, I think anything's possible, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a kind of a willy-nilly answer, but look, if I knew, you'd know.
Yeah.
No, it's perfectly understandable, Mike. I guess, as I mentioned earlier, one problem I have is understanding Akram Wadley's endgame. He's been gone for 3 years. The minute he left Iowa, he could have spilled the beans. But yeah. Maybe it's because of the investigation and the climate that has been in Iowa City since James Daniels first spoke. Maybe that's why. And if that's the case, fine. I don't know any better than what you or Scott does about the truths of the allegations. I caution people, this is one side of the story, and I'm not sure if you agree with that.
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. And I mean, look, I mean, he calls out Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz in that thing he posted, and you know, I'm sure that if either Ferentz felt comfortable talking about it right now, that their version would be considerably different. And then that is okay. So what do we have here? Well, I don't know. I know one thing though, that when former, you know, prominent players do post things like this, it doesn't matter what you and I say, it gets around. And it gets around and around and around. And so a lot of people will buy it. And it's a really bad look for Iowa football. No matter how much truth is in it, and I don't know how much truth is in it. It may be 100% for all I know, and it might be, you know, maybe not. But it's like when Daryl Johnson Koulianos had his remarks that got spread around a couple of weeks ago. People around the country latched onto those. Okay, well, there were people in Iowa who said maybe take it with a little salt. People who read those and took them verbatim in various other parts of the country, not so willing to do so. And we'd probably be the same way if we read quotes from former star players from, say, you know, Pennsylvania or, you know, California, or you name it. From a distance, I think you tend to believe things.
Yeah, I would agree.
Let me jump in here a minute, Scott, for, with a follow-up. And
yep.
That is, Mike, you've been around the program for, you know, during Wadley's career. One of his allegations was that Kirk Ferentz provided him notes on what to say in certain situations. And the times you talked to Wadley, did he act scripted, or does that statement surprise you or not surprise you?
If you told me that Iowa's players have been somewhat programmed on what to say, what not to say, what areas, what subjects are taboo, what things they want stressed, I'd say, yeah, that happens. Because I've been in press conferences after games where I heard multiple players use the same phrases, and not exactly common phrases at times. So, and I would think, well, were they told to say this, or was it said to them in a post-game, you know, address, and the words resonated with them? I don't know. But, I mean, it's covering Iowa football, you almost come to accept that you're going to have to really dig to get personality. You're going to have to be lucky to get anything very revealing about people. Part of it is just the nature of the game. But I think also part of it is the nature of the program is they're really big on uniformity. And they aren't big about the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say that's been a reason for the successes that they've had. And others would say that it's, you know, not really great for promoting independent thought or the individual. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, my experience has been that it's a kind of a football thing in general. Excuse my voice. I've got a scratchy voice today. But I mean, I think there is maybe more of that at Iowa than at the average football program. But in general, it's a football thing.
Yeah. Michael Oss joining us here at 3:39 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You penned a piece yesterday that ran in the Gazette that talked about folks getting back to you on the question of if there is football this fall, are you going to be in Kinnick Stadium? Are you comfortable to be in Kinnick Stadium and the like? And I think the answers were pretty fascinating. And if Kinnick Stadium goes to a 50% capacity, which Jack Trice Stadium is doing, Penn State is doing, Michigan State is doing, others around the country are going to do, it sounds like. Will people be there? Will people be disappointed? Will there be a waiting line? I don't know how they're going to do it, but I thought it was fascinating, the answers that you received.
Yeah, I did too, Scott, and thanks. I wasn't sure what I would get. And what kind of struck me was a number of long-term season ticket holders at Iowa said, no, I'm out this year. And whereas I think that if you cut it up by age demographically, I think younger people would say, yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm going to go, et cetera. Except the average age of college football ticket buyers, especially season ticket holders, and especially at a place like Iowa, skews pretty old.
Yeah.
That's no surprise. And so, I mean, a big portion of Iowa's demographic for football is, I think, the most likely to stay home. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to buy their tickets. They might buy those tickets, but still stay home or give them to younger people. But to hear from long-time ticket holders who say, you know, I'm just not going, it's too risky, that was kind of jarring to me.
Mike, the Big Ten Network is on about a month-long production here of putting out all-decade basketball and football teams. It began its football version of that today. The basketball portion of it, did anything surprise you, whether it be Frank Kaminsky being player of the year? I don't think anybody was surprised that Izzo was coach of the year, but of course, no Iowa players. I think Garza was probably not eligible for the decade of the 2010s. But what'd you make of that exercise?
Well, what I made of it was it's a stunt to try and give somebody a reason to watch BTN right now.
True.
What I noticed, and I didn't spend a lot of time looking at it, but I saw the list of the basketball players, and what struck me is, it hasn't been that great of a basketball league, you know. I mean, good basketball league, yeah, but over 10 years, you're not looking at a lot of future NBA superstars.
Mm-hmm.
If you made the same lists for the ACC and, you know, maybe even the SEC and Pac-12, I think you'd have lists that were more impressive. Seems like a lot of the Big Ten's best players peak in college.
Yeah. Well, you might be right. And it's interesting because it's a lot tougher basketball-wise than football. They started the football today, and we'll get to that in a moment. But so many guys are now one and dones that, you know, you talked about from other leagues that do go on and have brilliant NBA careers or are in the midst of a brilliant NBA career. And you haven't seen a lot of those in the Big Ten. I mean, Frank Kaminsky was a career guy, you know, up and down the line. Most of them were at least, you know, 2 or 3 years at one of the Big Ten schools.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the most successful pro of all of the people on that list was Draymond Green. And Draymond Green, I don't think, was considered the best player on his Michigan State team.
No.
May have been. It might have been close, but But I don't know. I mean, this is nothing new. The NBA draft is typically top heavy with ACC and SEC guys. SEC because of the Kentucky factor. And the Big Ten usually has three or four players in the first round, and they're usually not in the lottery. So I don't know why that is. I think maybe, as you alluded to, Big Ten teams are more built towards the long haul, whereas Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky are more likely to have those one-and-dones because they get the very best prep players there are. Mm. So it's a different kind of basketball, but Iowa's got to love that part of it because if this coming season happens, you know, Iowa's got itself as an experienced a team as as you could want and as deep a team as you could want going into the start of the season. And this is where, you know, with your coronavirus, you really want things to get cleared up before this fall, because what a horrible waste it would be for Iowa, just from an artistic standpoint, if it couldn't put that basketball team on the floor.
Yeah. Well, doesn't the wrestling team know that, right, Mike?
Sure. Yeah. You know, and I mean, what's worse, to lose a heartbreaker in the Elite Eight or to never even get a chance? Well, I'd say it's never even get a chance.
Back to that all-decade team, I thought you could make a bit of an argument for Jared Utoff, who was named first-team All-G-League. And maybe he's a better player now than in college. I don't know.
Well, I think certainly improved. He's had 4 years of pro ball now, including a year in Russia. Again, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it because, to be perfectly honest, I just don't care. Hmm.
People said, though, on Twitter that the new panel for football was a lot smarter because they put a Hawkeye on it today.
Yeah, well, there'll be a few. There'll be a few for sure.
Yeah, Josie Jewell on the all-decade linebacker crew. Josie Jewell, Devin Bush of Michigan, and Chris Borland of Wisconsin, and then the two running backs that were announced today. You can win with a few games with Saquon Barkley and Jonathan Taylor. So that's not real hard to come up with those two guys. But
no, those are two of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, Saquon especially. I thought he was incredible and still is incredible. 347, wanted to get your thoughts that we do have the PGA Tour back. Zach Johnson has played in the first handful of events coming back with the tour and had his best finish in a long time at Hartford yesterday. And certainly Zach needs that and needs a little spring in his step to get back going. Of course, was named an assistant captain. The U.S. Ryder Cup team recently, and so got a lot of things. Maybe he'll get that Ryder Cup captainship bump that they usually get from their playing a little bit. We shall see, but it was good to see Zach at least up in the top 10 this weekend for a little bit.
You know, on page 2 of the Gazette sports section today, we have a headline that said Johnson holds on, wins.
Yeah,
and I thought, I wonder how many people are going to look at that quickly and say, wow, the Gazette really underplayed that.
Different.
That was a different one.
Different one.
Yeah.
But still a good weekend for Zach.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you had 12 plays every week, you'd be set up pretty nice for life. But again, you know, you look at that PGA Tour and you think, well, okay, they've played 3 weeks in a row. But that thing looks wobbly to me. I mean, you wonder from week to week, is this going to be the week when they have too many players test positive? And it's like, okay, that's time to pull the plug. So I'm glad that they've been able to do what they did. It's one more live thing to watch on TV. And I also enjoy the player is no longer able to hit shots off fans that kick back into the
yes.
fairway.
They're down where we are now.
And also, when somebody makes a 25-foot putt and there's no noise, I kind of like that too, because it's just like, you know, if you were to do that.
You know, the,
they're still tipping their cap, though.
But you know, you take a guy out at Ellis Park who does that, and I think your instinct is to look around. Did anybody see that?
And the best part of all, you don't hear "you the man" or, you know, whatever it is yelled after somebody takes a swing. I think that is the best thing that has ever happened to golf so far.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not as good. It's just not. I mean, look, fans are the soundtrack of sports. Whether it's golf, tennis, any of the team sports. I watched a couple of these soccer games from England last week because one of them determined the league championship. And just because, you know, it was on. And they're piping in crowd noise. And, oh, come on. You know.
True.
Without real fans to accentuate the meaningful moments, they just don't quite feel as meaningful.
Well, and it's interesting, talking with the players coming off the course, I know some of the reporters and television commentators have been asking, are you looking at scoreboards more? And they said, you know, I wouldn't, but I have to now because you can't hear roars. You have no idea where you stand as far as the leaderboard is concerned. You got to look at one.
Yeah. Also, it's, you know, it's just something different to see.
Yeah.
Besides 7,000 yards of green, it's like, okay. Can I see a moving car or you know, I saw that one of those holes was along railroad tracks yesterday. It would have been nice if a few trains came through.
They're abandoned, though, I'm afraid. They kept the rail line, but it's an abandoned rail line.
Here, at the end of July, we're supposed to have baseball, basketball, and hockey, right?
Right.
Do you think that we'll get those?
Boy, I told everyone in the radio audience, I stopped guessing 2.5 weeks ago on any of this stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be a long month, you know? It's going to be a long month.
We are going to know a lot more the next time we talk with you, because the fate of the football season has to be determined within the next two and a half weeks. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and Scott, they got to get something figured out, because I've heard that they're talking about maybe cutting out non-conference games and starting the season a little later.
Yep.
So these are things that have to get decided, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
And if that's going to happen, and you look at some of the games on the schedule and you ask yourself, now, are they really going to do that? Is, you know, a team from the East Coast going to fly to the West Coast or vice versa?
Ohio State at Oregon, for an example.
Yeah, and you say to yourself, are they really going to do that? And so you're right. This stuff has got to get resolved pretty quickly.
Yeah. No matter what level. I mean, all the way from high school to the pros. I mean, this has got to be done.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different issue is high school football. I don't know. You know, we're trying to see if baseball and softball can make it to the finish line.
Yeah. Yep. And couple more Cedar Falls baseball and softball are quarantined for 2 weeks. That was announced yesterday, I do believe.
Mike, do you have your Garza story written, just waiting for the announcement?
No, but I'd be 95% leaning towards he's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen anything that would indicate that he's a first-round NBA draft pick. And, you know, I think that when the process started, they knew that him leaving was, I won't say a long shot, but it wasn't, certainly wasn't likely.
Right.
And they've done what so many other players have done the last several years, the smart thing to do. Talk to people, get input, see where you are. He hasn't had the luxury of working out for teams or doing a combine or that stuff, so that's unfortunate. But at this point, you know, he's in Iowa City, which to me tells half the story.
Sure.
A guy who lives in Washington, D.C., came back to Iowa City to be with his team. So I'd be very surprised if anything other than him being a Hawkeye happens. And again, now let's hope that, assuming he does come back, that he gets to have that season. They have not – something that to me is kind of a red flag is they haven't announced pairings for the ACC Big Ten Challenge or the Gavitt Games, which is Big East, Big Ten.
Yeah.
And usually those would have been out about a month ago.
True. Very true.
So that's not a good sign.
No. No, it is not. All right, Mike, hey, appreciate all the insight. Always good catching up with you, and have a good fourth.
Yeah. Gee, where should I go? Oh, I think I'll stay home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Bye, everyone. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Mike Loss, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Lynn County Public Health wants you to be a bad host. COVID-19 is constantly looking for a good host, a person to settle in and get comfy. This nasty virus is so sneaky, you can even spread it when you don't feel sick. Don't give it the chance. Wear a cloth face mask when you go out in public. It captures droplets that carry the virus when you talk, cough, or breathe, and protects other people around you, like cashiers, servers, neighbors, and friends. Good job, bad host. Keep it up. Wear a cloth mask and practice the 3 C's. Cover your cough, clean your hands, contain germs. Get more info at lynncounty.org/health.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change. Don't sweat it. We'll help you find the products you need for the job. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoother, and doing it yourself will save you time and money. We have all the products you're looking for, from oil to oil filters. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Back with you at 3:57 to wrap things up and just over a minute here on the Gym Class. Our thanks to Mike Loss for joining us. Joey Gase, Cedar Rapids native from NASCAR, will join us coming up tomorrow. Plenty to talk about with Joey, and look forward to doing that on the Tuesday edition of the program. Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to Brian Haas answering your golf questions. That will be coming up on Wednesday. And good stuff from Mike Loss there, Mark.
Yeah, indeed. And Mike doesn't know any more than the rest of us, but he did have some interesting perspectives on a variety of topics, and that's why we appreciate his appearance.
Ed on the text line weighing in about the age of fans at Kinnick Stadium. Ouch, that hits home. I am old.
True.
We're all getting older by the day, no doubt about that. All right, Mark, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
All right, you've been listening to The Gym Class. Big thanks to Ben as well. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes up next on KGYM.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every